check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Hold Up with Dulce Sloan and Josh Johnson. That's us, by the way. I know I was saying it like it was two other people that we were going to interview and talk to, but it's us. I don't know why I say my name like I forgot my name before I say my name. But we are here to discuss a really important topic today, something that's weighed on our hearts and our minds for basically our entire lives. And we had no idea that the other didn't feel the same way. Honestly, this is one of those things where it's best that we became good friends before we found this out about each other, or else one would have judged the other pretty harshly. We probably would have judged each other.
Yep.
Today's topic is diners versus Waffle Houses.
Yep.
Okay. So this is Waffle Houses of the world taking on the diners of the world.
Well, it's the Waffle Houses of America.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't believe Waffle House is a international company.
I feel like if it is, we would have heard about it. I feel like.
Yes, because Waffle House only operates, like the closest Waffle House to here is in Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And me and, you know, my friend Ben, Ben Bergman, shout out to Big Bergman. Me and Ben Bergman have contemplated renting a car to go. I think it's like a Scranton, Pennsylvania Waffle House.
Yeah.
It's the closest one.
One of the best outings you could probably have is hitting a Six Flags on the way and then going to a Waffle House. That sounds like an incredible weekend.
Well, you know, you have to do the Waffle House after Six Flags.
Yeah. You don't want to. Yeah.
You want to lose your Waffle House.
Yeah. You don't want to have a biological refund on all of your Waffle House. I'll tell you right now, though, the thing that would make that trip better, besides a Six Flags and then a Waffle House, is a Six Flags and any diner along the way. Because Waffle House, it doesn't stack up, okay? It doesn't.
To what?
To an American institution of dinerism.
No.
All right?
Listen. This is how you know you have life fucked up, okay? I'm going to tell you this. This is the reason you don't drink.
Okay.
And I think you've only had like one drink in your life, right?
Nah, I never drank.
So you've never had alcohol?
Nah.
In your American Christian life, not one sip. You didn't have a rogue auntie, you know, irresponsible uncle?
Nah. I mean, my uncle's irresponsible, but he doesn't drink.
Interesting. So, the missing ingredient of Waffle House is alcohol. So, for a long time, when you first start going to Waffle House, usually, if you didn't go as a kid, you went in college. You start going to Waffle House, like you've been out late with your friends. There's nothing else open. So, you go to Waffle House. It was a lot of food. It was super affordable. And you were drunk.
Okay.
Or a little tipsy. So a lot of it is like, if you have been out drinking and you are trying to ensure that you do not have a biological refund on all the alcohol that you purchased, Waffle House is a surefire way to make sure that you do not do that, because of all the times I've been out late and been drinking and seen people very drunk in a Waffle House, it is very rare that I have seen somebody have a biological refund, because all that Waffle House just soaks up all that liquor. See what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's why you eat carbs like that after you drink. That's why when people are drunk, they want French fries. They want potatoes. Mm-hmm. They want stuff like that, because it's just your body's like, bitch, I need help.
Okay.
So, you know, what they're out here is they're saving the children. That's what they're doing. They're helping people.
Help me understand, right?
Okay.
Because in my experience, just from the outside looking in, like I said, I've never drank before, so I'm not going to act like I know what you're talking about and what I'm talking about. You know what you're talking about. I know what I'm talking about. And I've just noticed that in life, yes, when someone has to be drunk for something, it's probably not as good as they think it is.
Oh, no. I'm not talking about, I've never been to a diner,
mm-hmm,
and been like, this food is amazing. There's a lot of times, let me finish. I remember my mom asking me to go to Waffle House, and it was like a Sunday morning, and I was like, are we going to get drunk first? What are we doing? Mm-hmm. And then I was able to have Waffle House without having it be 3 a.m. and nothing else is open, or not being a little Tips McGee. And I had Waffle House, and I was like, oh, this is actually good, even without the alcohol. Now, the alcohol does give you a little kiss from a rose when you're a little inebriated and you're in a Waffle House. And also, it's like the ambiance of a Waffle House. Also, the Waffle House has...
I'm sorry to interrupt, but ambiance is way too sophisticated of a word to use for a Waffle House.
Listen, ambiance is too sophisticated of a word to use for a Denny's. Like, that's what I'm talking about. Because it's like, also, there's diners, but it's like, is Denny's a diner or is it a restaurant? Is IHOP a diner or is it a restaurant? But a Waffle House, nigga, it's a Waffle House. So, like, you know what you're dealing with.
Mm-hmm. So... this is just for the listener, just to make sure we've caught everyone up to speed. It seems clear that you are on the side of Waffle House. I'm on the side of diner. And we're both coming at this thing with maybe an 8 out of 10. Like, I don't really see our position shifting or changing, but I do plan to help you along in understanding why Waffle House is not where it's at. All right. First of all, you mentioned ambiance. Ambiance? The ambiance of fists, the ambiance of chokes, the ambiance of someone that might be letting your food burn only because they are currently engaged in a fist fight.
Listen, I've never had burned food from Waffle House. Because,
never.
I mean, sometimes you're, because I get my hash browns scattered, smothered, and covered. So sometimes it'll be a little crispier on the edges than I want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
But like, honestly, I can't count, I don't know how often I've ever had burned food from a restaurant, period.
I'm not talking about charred to an absolute crisp. I'm saying it would have been perfect had somebody not jumped the counter.
Listen, I haven't seen... have I seen a fight in a Waffle House? Yes. Was it with the employees? I've never seen a Waffle House fight with the employees. I know it happens.
Mm-hmm.
We all know it happens.
Mm-hmm.
But...
No, we all have the same internet.
Right. But I've never seen it. Also, what we can always credit the Waffle House for, Waffle House employs more convicted felons,
mm-hmm,
than anyone has ever seen. If there's a man, if the dude on the grill don't look like he served at least 5 years, I don't want him cooking shit for me.
Yeah. Yeah, because that comes with its own level of experience. Like, now he's working with real ingredients and not prison ingredients. I understand what you're saying, but let me kick it to you why I think that diners are just far superior.
Because you're bougie. Go ahead.
Because I'm bougie. Okay, look, all I'm saying is when someone tells me that they're about to give me steak, I just want it to be steak, you know? When I get steak at a diner, I know that that's steak. When I get steak at a Waffle House, that's burger. That's just burger.
No, Waffle House, one, has steaks. Two, why are you ordering a steak at a diner or a Waffle House in the first place? You have set yourself up for failure. This is my issue. That's on you. You wanted a high quality steak from somewhere whose menu is thick, like an encyclopedia. This is my issue with diners. And this has always been my issue with diners. Waffle House, it's breakfast and then like burger shit, right? Uh-huh. Like, I know there's a high turnover.
Mm-hmm.
This shit's coming out the door.
Yeah.
Their menu is laminated.
Yeah.
I see the pictures. I flip it over. The pictures.
Understand.
Diner menus. Chapter books. Old Testament. New Testament. You mean to tell me that you have a turkey dinner, a lobster Florentine or whatever, but also disco fries? What the fuck is happening in here? I don't know. It is the middle of July. Who is coming in here and ordering turkey dressing, cranberry juice? I mean, cranberry sauce. Who is ordering turkey with all the fixings in the middle of July? There's so many things on those menus. There's calamari, but then there's also chicken tenders. Like all of, like, it's like, okay. Oh, there's like chicken Kiev, but so, then it's onion rings. So it's like, I know that there's stuff in here that has just been sitting in your freezer because people aren't ordering. You tell me somebody ordered a meatloaf sandwich and a Greek salad in the same day. How long has that meatloaf been in the freezer? How long has that lobster been in the freezer? Turkey, dinner. How long has that turkey been in the freezer? I have questions and concerns.
First of all, how dare you slander the name of diners by assuming this stuff is sitting there? Any good diner has the kitchen and has the freezer that's like a Narnia, all right? There's just amazing stuff back there. There's an endless amount of space. And I'll tell you right now, what you think is the beast, I think is the beauty, all right? So when I see that chapter book laid out in front of me, I'm like, wow, I really have options in life. I could try something and get something that I already like as a backup. So am I going to get a pasta with a burger? Maybe. I'm crazy like that. I can get wild like that because I'm at a diner right now. I'm not limited to the.
You're gonna get a grilled cheese and you're gonna get grilled cheese. You're gonna get a grilled cheese and a chicken Alfredo. You fucking child.
I'm gonna get a grilled cheese. I'm gonna get spaghetti. I'm gonna go ahead and.
No.
I'm getting grilled cheese. I'm getting spaghetti. And you know what? You know what? Just to top it off, just because I can. Because this is what options in life do for you, you know? Because when you go to a diner, you're your own little Elon Musk. You're your own little Jeff Bezos. They're going to space. I'm out here having orange juice, chocolate milk.
With a Monte Cristo sandwich.
A side of fries and a Monte Cristo sandwich.
And that's how you have...
Because I can.
And that's how you have a biological refund, is chocolate milk, orange juice, and a Monte Cristo sandwich.
Okay. Also, this is another metric that I want to bring up because you already brought up a point for Waffle House that they employ a lot of ex-cons. They're one of the leading employers of ex-cons and everything. I will offer up to you a lot of diners out there have some of the best cooks in the world that just are struggling right now, right? So there are some cooks at diners that should be in some of those Michelin star restaurants, but you know what? They fell off a little bit. You know, maybe they burned the wrong person's steak. Maybe they got into it with a supervisor. And so then they regulated to only work at diners after that.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I think the quality, because you see the menu, that takes skill to be able to do all that stuff.
That menu does not take skill. It doesn't.
It takes a ton of skill.
Tell me something on the diner menu that I need skill for.
Okay.
A Greek omelet? Soup.
I know, but it's a
No, good... Do you really think that they are in the back of a diner making a stock from lobster shells and meat and then adding a cream and doing all of this? It's still a restaurant that mass produces food. You buy it from... Have you worked in a restaurant before?
I have worked at a restaurant before.
We all.
And I can tell you right now that the best restaurants put love, time, care, attention into every dish. And so when I go to a...
But if I'm getting a lobster bisque that's $5.99... You did not put love and care into this lobster bisque. You opened a can.
Don't, first of all, don't judge act the like, amount of no, love.
Don't, I'm not judging into. The amount of love. What I'm saying is there could be plenty of love, but what there was not was prep work and care and time involved. You can't. There's too much stuff on the menu. This is a high volume situation, because if you don't use a lobster bisque out of a can, say you don't sell all that lobster bisque.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to throw away a can of soup that's old than to every day create this stock. Because this is the thing. There are so many things on a diner menu that if you have anything with a short shelf life, you're throwing away a lot of shit. You're throwing away a lot of inventory.
Yeah.
You're not selling all of this. You have 7 different soups. Lobster bisque isn't flying off the shelf. So why would you make that fresh every day? You can't. It makes no sense. You'd be throwing that soup out every day. So you have to have something in the back that comes in a small enough can to where this one dude that ordered lobster bisque in the past 2 days, he is going to get all the love and care that comes from a can opener and heating up something up on the stove.
Even if you think, because we don't know, we can't verify, even if you think that all the lobster bisque and all the diners is canned, I'll tell you right now, to be able to go from type of food to type of food, that also takes skill, all right? You're coming at me with a piping hot, delicious, veggie-filled quesadilla, and you're coming at me with some chicken Alfredo that's just cooked to perfection. I would love to see Waffle House try to pull off both of those things.
Because Waffle House knows their lane. They have figured out what they are doing.
They haven't figured out what they're doing.
No. I'm talking about as a company, not as individual stores. Because I have been an example of Waffle Houses. I'm just like, I was given pure chaos on a plate.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been to some Waffle Houses. So I was like, oh, somebody wiped down the edges. Somebody gave me some presentation today. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Every experience is different, but every diner is different. But every diner to me, every diner menu feels like pure chaos. It's like there's too many things in this menu. How is all this food in your kitchen?
Why would you want less good? Why do you, what, you talk about menu because being it's too like, big? If what's everything the, on I don't it know, is great.
I'm trying to get the saying right where it's like, oh, it's like a master of none situation.
Oh, okay. So if you
how's it? Diners, tell me how the phrase goes.
It's a jack of all trades, master of none.
Right. So if you are in here making egg rolls, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're making egg rolls and Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
And pasta and quesadillas and dry nachos, because the nachos are always dry. Always dry. The number of times that I have been just given just the sands of time nacho. There's 1,000 things on your menu. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, there's spanakopita and chili. What the hell is going on in here? So jack of all trades.
The spanakopita and the chili, but yeah. Keep going.
I cannot wait to people hear you say, dip the spanakopita in the chili. You are a wild man. I love you. But that was a phrase. That was a wild phrase. Dip the spanakopita in the chili. Oh, the Lord can't bless you living like that. So, that sounds like a move from a poor child who just got money. Like, just got out here.
Oh, man.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
I'll tell you this. I met a guy at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the Waffle House because that was the only thing that was open.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just sitting there talking. I guess it was a date or hanging out or whatever. We were at this Waffle House for so long. We ate twice.
You saw people change shifts.
Oh, there was a shift change. There was definitely a shift change. We were in there talking for like probably like 7 hours, just hanging out. Yeah. Like the sun came up. I was like, well, we might as well have breakfast now. We're in this bitch. So it's like, but that was the other great thing about a Waffle House. Waffle House is never going to kick you out unless you're acting a fool.
Yeah.
If they're not super busy, a Waffle House will let you be there as long as you want. Okay.
Yeah.
You could order a coffee in a Waffle House. As long as you're not taking up a whole booth, Waffle House will let you have that coffee and be in there until the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Waffle House does not care. Okay. You're in here. You're in here. Yes, people will fight, but I've also seen bar fights. Okay. We've all been in a place. People fight in a Walmart. People fight in a CVS. People fight in doctor's offices. People fight everywhere. People fight in the street, train.
I understand.
So I don't know why Waffle House is getting all of the slack.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. That's because you love Waffle House too much. Because
it's not like it's not a love thing. It's like
you came with the loving attitude of like a mob that's like, look, everybody fights sometimes. And there's fighting overseas. They're fighting at a war right now. They're they fight in bars. I don't understand why my baby fighting means he gotta be suspended. Cause you came with this thing of like, I don't understand why we're singling out Waffle House. But Waffle House versus regular diners has more fights per capita. All right. There are more punches thrown.
Google it.
Google what?
I want facts and statistics. You're not going to come in here and act like.
I mean, if we're putting the Denny's of the world and the IHOPs of the world into
I'm
asking, if we're doing that, I'm just saying, when we talk about virality, there are more viral videos of some ass whoopings at some Waffle Houses than there are at the IHOPs. I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm saying that the Denny's and the IHOPs and the places that.
You have to understand that, like, IHOP's close. Denny's close. So when you're dealing with a business that is open during the drunk people time, you're going to have more altercations just because you're open during the drunk people time. You're open during fight time. You're open during shoot up the club time.
Okay.
Now, because the IHOPs that are open late,
uh-huh.
If you take IHOPs that close at 10 or 9 and a 24-hour IHOP, I've seen plenty of altercations in a 24-hour IHOP.
Yeah.
And anytime I'm in a 24-hour IHOP, it's because the line at Waffle House was too long. If I'm in a Denny's, it's because, listen, we all enjoy a Moons over my hammy, okay? Shout out to Denny's, all right? I'll enjoy the love of an egg and cheese and ham sandwich. Delicious. Yeah. But if you're a 24-hour restaurant, you're going to deal with nonsense. You just are. You've seen people act a fool in a 24-hour diner. We've all seen. But
yeah,
let's not act like you're going to just get more riffraff because your business model is riffraff time.
Okay, but I think that there's something to be said. This is also where the spectrum of diner that we're in right now, it outclasses Waffle House because some diners do close at a late hour. Some of them close at 1, some of them close at 2.
And that's
just fine. Just that little period of closing saves you so much because now there's time to come back in and meal prep. The staff gets to rest. There's no 1 a.m. to 7 a.m. shift. I know that I'm getting the best and brightest of that time period when that shift starts. Like,
no, you're getting a shift. That's it. If your shift is 1 a.m., you know your shift is 1 a.m. If your shift is from 12 to 12, your shift is from 12 to 12. Some of the worst service I've had is in a restaurant that's empty in the middle of the afternoon. An empty restaurant at 4 p.m. is the worst service I get every time. But this I will say.
Yeah.
Let's not act like that Waffle House is not contributing to the community at large. Because have you heard of the Waffle House Hurricane Index?
I've heard of the Waffle House Hurricane Index. You can tell it for the people that don't know. But so, I'm already with you. All the, okay. Let me
give the folks the full Googleable definition straight from your Wikipedia page, okay? The Waffle House Index is an informal metric named after the Waffle House restaurant chain to determine the effect of a storm and the likely scale of assistance required for disaster recovery. It was coined by former administrator Craig Fugate of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, aka FEMA. The metric is unofficially used by FEMA to inform disaster response. So, the index is based on Waffle House's reputation for having good disaster preparedness, staying open during extreme weather, or reopening quickly afterwards. Now, if you get there and now this is the quote from Craig Fugate, former head of the Federal Emergency Management Agency, aka FEMA. If you get there and the Waffle House is closed, that's really bad, is what the man is quoted as saying. Now, there are levels to this shit. Green, full menu. Restaurant has power and damage is limited or no damage at all. Yellow, limited menu. No power or only power from a generator or food supplies may be low. Red, the restaurant is closed, indicates severe damage or severe flooding. Now, if you can tell me of any other restaurant, store, business, or food chain that is being used by a federal preparedness agency, I will be glad to hear it. Go ahead.
All that you have proven just now is that FEMA is in shambles.
Shut the hell up.
Is leading on Waffle House, you know FEMA's not doing well.
Informal. It basically, it's like, okay, this is a colloquial kind of, it's like, you know how like all the birds fly away before a tsunami comes?
Yep.
No one's looking to birds. There was an earthquake. A tsunami's coming. But if these birds fly to coop, that's your indicator. You see what I'm saying? If you tell me Waffle House is closed because the weather is so bad, I'm going to go, oh, shit. We got to get the hell up out of here. I already boarded up my windows, batting down the hatches, right? But yeah. if I see on the news that the Waffle House is closed, I'm fleeing the city. I've already put my boards up. I've already done all my stuff. But if Waffle House is closed, I'm like, damn, this storm is badder than I thought it was. This is worse than I thought it was.
If anything, this is an indication that Waffle House's stay too open.
That doesn't make any sense.
It makes total sense. A place should open and close in a way that isn't such an indicator. It would be like saying, oh, I know this guy, right? This gentleman who does a lot of drugs.
We all do.
Usually is not concerned about anything in life. So then if he gets concerned, you know it's bad. It's like, yeah, but also his level of concern doesn't really pique my interest because he's dealing with a whole bunch of other stuff over there. I understand.
So you're saying that Waffle House is a drug addict.
No, I'm not saying Waffle House is a drug addict. I'm saying that it shouldn't take a hurricane to break through normal procedure. I think that maybe.
What do you think should happen? So you don't think it should be, you don't think any restaurant should be open 24 hours?
Not, I'm not saying any and every. I'm just saying for the sake of just when I go to a Waffle House, for the sake of everyone there, I think it would be best if this place closed for 4 hours. I don't know.
I have been to one where we walked in and like, we're closed and we went, your Waffle House.
Yeah. Yeah. So and maybe there like, are some out there I just don't know about.
I think they just decided they were done. Like, that's the other thing. It's like, they just decided they needed a break. Cause she's like, we're closed. And I was like, your Waffle House. And she was like, but the reason they were closed is because they had just gotten robbed. So then we had to go to the Waffle House across the street. The reason, no, don't do that. So you know the 24-hour McDonald's, you know after a certain time you can't go inside?
Yeah, yeah.
It's because people were robbing 24-hour McDonald's.
Uh-huh.
So that's why you can't go inside.
Yeah.
The reason that certain Popeyes in certain neighborhoods have the check cash in place glass, because that's why you know what kind of neighborhood, like if you're not sure what kind of neighborhood you're in,
mm-hmm.
going to a fast food restaurant, especially like a Popeyes or like a Church's Chicken.
Yeah.
A Church's Chicken should already tell you what neighborhood you're in. But if you're confused, go inside said Church's Chicken. If there is check cash in place glass, you know where you are.
And just for people who don't know, the check cashing place glass is not just a type of bulletproof-ish glass. It's also glass that has a little compartment in it so that you can put your money in and then turn it. And then they can put your product in and then turn it.
Yes.
And that also stops hands from having to exchange, you know, because then when hands exchange, it means they have easy access to you, which means they could bring and use a weapon.
Right. So they can slide a gun underneath. They can grab you by your hand. Mm-hmm. But I can tell you, the food you get at a Popeyes or a Church's Chicken with check cash in place glass, it's never as good as the experience of having to... It never matches up.
It does because you feel realize, like, yeah, it feels like the robberies that took place there were for refunds. Jabby, like the chicken that I've had.
No, give me my money back.
Give me my money back. And they're like,
I don't want all of the money. I want my $11.62. That's all I want.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
One of my homeboys was like, how can you do Diners versus Waffle House? Waffle House is a diner. And I was like, but you know that Waffle House is Waffle House. Like, let's stop playing with it. Like, let's call it spade a spade.
Yeah. It's essentially like calling when people are like, actually, dolphins are mammals.
Yes.
It's like, yeah, but.
Like the square rectangle thing.
Yeah. Because if I had the choice between a diner and a Waffle House, I'm going diner every time.
I'm going Waffle House. I'm going Waffle House because it's like, I know when I go to the Waffle House, 90% of the time, I get two things.
Okay. When I go to a diner.
No. What's your Waffle House order?
What's my Waffle House order? I guess I get the all-star thing.
The all-star, you know, breakfast.
Yeah. The thing that's is at the top of the menu, I think.
Okay, so what we've established here is you are not a person who goes to Waffle House. How you get your hash browns?
I get them flat. I don't know what the
Listen. You have not been to enough Waffle Houses. You don't even have your hash brown order down.
I've been to plenty of Waffle Houses. I get my hash browns in the way they come. I don't ask them to be extra.
You don't get your hash browns customized.
No, because here's the thing. The hash browns that you get at a diner, you can just go crispy, or you can go, hey, can you put a little gravy on it, whatever. The
gravy.
Customization, I don't know what people do. I'm just saying.
I put hot sauce and a little syrup on mine.
On your hash browns?
Just a smidge. Pepper.
Yeah.
A little hot sauce.
Gotta go and pepper.
Just a whisper. Just a little, you know, just petals in the wind of just a little bit of syrup. Just because, like, the whole milk just be, like, sometimes it's too salty. But scattered, smothered. Actually, I get scattered, smothered, covered, or scattered, smothered, covered, and peppered.
I mean, if you really got to cover up your hash browns like that, you didn't do them right. You know?
Ma'am.
Hash browns. Do you know what any of
these words? Do you know what any of these words mean that I just said?
Scattered?
So when you get Waffle House hash browns, they'll come, they'll put them in the ring. So they'll be like formed, right?
Yeah.
I get mine scattered. So, because for me, when they're in the little ring, they're not all crispy because they're not. So I like mine scattered so it's crispier because it's like a more surface area.
Okay.
Scattered. Smothered is with grilled onions. Covered is with cheese. Peppered is jalapenos, right? You can also get it capped, which is mushrooms.
Sounds like shot.
What?
It sounds like you can get them shot. Capped? Why they call them capped?
Because it's mushrooms.
Just say with mushrooms.
Listen, it's a whole little cute little thing. I'm trying to remember what the one when you put add gravy to it, what's it called?
Look, maybe I'm just being biased, but I feel like when I go to a diner, I go to diners specifically for breakfast food, you know? So that's why I compare it to a Waffle House in my mind, because the same way that I go to Waffle House, I get that all-star, I go to a diner and I get, you know, two eggs, scrambled with cheese, bacon, crispy, and I get hash browns. And then some toast if they have it. And I'm easy. I'll get some orange juice maybe.
Yeah, you can just get that at Waffle House. I don't understand what you're...
Yeah, but it's not the same. It's not like... I don't know how to describe this in a way that will maybe sum it all up. The way that it's done at a Waffle House, to me, is a bit too familiar, if that makes sense. So
too familiar.
Yeah. So when I go to a Waffle House.
You feel like you could cook it?
Yeah. When I get my order.
All breakfast food you can cook.
Yeah, but there's something you about can some make, of the diners I've been to.
No, like, you can cook at No. You can make your own eggs. We are not talking about, this is not French cuisine. This is not a soup du jour, okay? This is not a fine. No fine dining experience.
Which all diners have, by the way.
Let me tell you something. Is there a Michelin star restaurant that's only doing breakfast?
I mean, not that I'm aware.
Exactly, because it's eggs. It's eggs. It's fucking eggs, okay? If you think that every man makes breakfast, I don't know if that's the only thing we teach y'all how to make as a society.
I've made
but a man can make breakfast. You understand? So it's like I love, you know, one of my favorite things that I've been having a hard time to find in New York.
Okay.
Patty sausage. I love a patty sausage. I don't know why I love a patty. Wow. Okay. Listen, hash browns and Waffle House. Scattered. Okay.
Yeah.
Smothered with oven, with onions, covered with cheese. Chunked, grilled hickory smoked ham, diced, grilled tomatoes, peppered jalapenos, capped, grilled button mushrooms, topped is with birch chili. Country is when they got the sausage gravy on top.
Mm-hmm.
Or
mm-hmm.
You could get all of them. You can also get it in a double, a triple, or a quadruple order. Now, I don't know who's out here getting quadruple orders of hash browns. That sounds.
I've seen it.
I've seen it. And we've all gone. That's too much. That's too much. A double order. If it's been all day and I was out, like, it's not often I'll get like a double order of hash browns.
I saw a quadruple order one time. And when that man stood up, his gun fell out of his waistband. Like,
That's so funny. There was no room for the gun anymore.
So this dude got quadruple order hash browns.
That's so funny.
And when he got up, the gun was like, it's too tight. I can't be in there.
Liz, I know there's people like listening that are just like, we are so casual about talking about a gun. And it's like, y'all have to remember, like, I grew up in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Josh grew up in Louisiana. And we both grew up in America. So if you have an issue with what we're talking about,
yeah.
One, you forgot where you live.
Yeah.
You forgot where you live. I have no sympathy for you. You forgot where the hell you live. You need to calm down. You need to talk to your congressman, okay? Talk to your congressman. Make it so that us talking about un cuete, una pistola, that it's not so casual. But, hey, man, sometimes your gun's like, you know what? I got to... honestly, that lets you know the strength and the vigor of a Waffle House hash brown. If it's pushing guns out the waistband, come on, bro. Come on.
A gun falling to a tile floor has a very particular clatter that everybody got real quiet.
Oh, because you're like, oh, that's not okay. Okay, we know. Anybody just had to go, oh, sorry, my bad. I just, you know.
He was just like, hey, my bad. And then he tried to put it back, and it was not going easy. That gun did not want to be in his waistband anymore.
Oh,
I was sure he was going to shoot himself. Like, I was like, it was one of those things where he really, like, hiked up his chest and everything, trying to make room. And I was just like,
because, like, he can't hold it walking out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's going to look crazy. Let's just recap and just think about this, okay? Usually when we have these conversations, we can have things to say about the one thing and things to say about the other thing. We have been talking about Waffle House most of the time because it's an engaging conversation, okay? Ooh. Because we know that Waffle House is for the people. Okay.
I understand that we've let Waffle House dominate most of the conversation
because it should.
In this particular episode, but I think that it's because I really wanted to give you the time and attention for your Waffle House arguments to let you sort of like put yourself on the grill and get burned, because I think that they're not coming out quite like you think that they are, okay? I think that one of the reasons that Waffle House has been confined to the parts of the country that it has been is specifically because other states are like, we see the problems and we don't want them, okay? We see the issues. And
hold on.
We already have diners that are better. Don't bring that over here, okay?
Wow.
I think that's what's happening.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
The disrespect. You know. That's all hearsay I have given you. That's not even hearsay. That's Josh say. Okay? We don't know why these other states don't have a Waffle House. You don't know. No. You can't say that the reason Waffle House isn't in other states is because of how Waffle House has been presented to the people. You have no proof for that. You don't know.
Okay. All right.
In the words of my mama, you don't know. You don't know because you don't know, okay? But I think that's because Big Diner, okay? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is keeping out the little guy.
The little guy? the little mega corporation that FEMA uses to track how bad a storm is?
Wait. You cannot use FEMA... Now,
why?
Because you were like, that store should just close. No. You can't use FEMA to defend your argument when you were just shitting on FEMA for using Waffle House being with FEMA. You can't do that. No.
I could do both because the association is still there.
That's not right.
I never denied that the association existed. I'm just saying it means FEMA is in shambles. But it's also tracking something that's not a little guy. It's a mega corporation. So that's me throwing out my... There's more likely big Waffle House than there is big diner. Okay? I think that there's too many different types of diners for them to form a coalition of eggs, bacon, and hash browns and Monte Cristo sandwiches to keep out the Waffle Houses. Waffle House has the power.
And a stuffed flounder. And your Thanksgiving dinner. And your calamari. And everything I've ever had at a diner tasted reheated.
Is that hearsay? Is that hearsay?
No, I've worked in a restaurant before and so
I've
have you.
I've also worked in a restaurant, but I didn't know anything about the chapters lengthen.
There's too much food. Your burgers might get in heavy rotation. Your breakfast stuff is definitely going to... Your eggs are going to constantly be going.
Yeah.
But
real eggs, by the way. Not just a bunch of egg juice, right?
Waffle House uses real eggs.
Are we sure about that?
You see the basket of eggs when they're cooking your breakfast. You see them cook.
You see a basket of eggs. Do we see them use...
Yes, Negro. Watch them cook. You've never seen them cook?
I've seen them cook.
They're right there. You just being rude now. You know good and damn well they be using them eggs. You know good and damn well they be using them eggs. Them eggs don't just sit there. You've seen them refill the basket, okay? You've
How
seen
do
them
we
reach
know
up
those
there.
Aren't plastic eggs? How do we know
that Get off my internet.
Easter Bunny white
Get
eggs?
Off my internet. Get off my internet. I will not do this with you. You can see them take the egg out the basket, crack it, put it in a bowl and make scrambled eggs, or put it directly on the grill where some person is going to have just a raw sunny side.
Ashy. Yeah.
This is gross.
No. It's you know, hearsay because you said it and I heard it.
Wow. So, okay. No. You had your Josh say. I had my Dual say. So I will not be.
I mean, now we have to give it to the people. All right. Now
we have to give it to the people. It's are you team? Because this is diners in. So this is diners meaning like any restaurant that ends in the word diner or. Mm-hmm. Are we including IHOP and Denny's? Are those diners?
Personally, I find them to be diners.
I know a Steak and Shake is a diner.
Yeah.
I think when we were talking about this, I wasn't considering the IHOPs or the Denny's. I was thinking Waffle House versus your true diners.
Okay, so this is what we'll do, just to make it clear for the people as we wrap up, all right?
Okay.
When we go diners versus Waffle Houses, what I want you to keep in mind is that we're just talking about diners, mm-hmm. like not chains. So, you know, you don't have to give up your Golden Corral, your Denny's, your IHOPs or anything.
Yes.
We're just going to have indie diners versus mm-hmm. Waffle House as an institution. Okay.
Yes.
I will say in the end, I can give you a little bit of ground that Waffle House has a level of consistency that I appreciate. It also has a level of calm, even in the chaos, that I appreciate. Because when that dude's gun fell, it was like, it was kind of nothing. Like, it was like we all stopped, it was kind of nothing. Whereas
but that's
I think
like
in a diner, someone would have run.
Yes. Because I'm sure the employees were the people that cared the least that a gun just hit the floor. But I can say the number of times I've seen a fight in a Waffle House, it's been less than 10. Calm down. I've never been worried. Like, I saw a fight in an IHOP, and I was like, oh, we need to run.
Yeah.
They're fighting in an IHOP? This is a wild situation, right?
Yeah, they mean it.
Like, you ever walked into somewhere and been like, there's fight energy in here? Like, there's just like...
Yeah, if I walk in and I smell, like, just the room smells
of
spilled Hennessy... I think that there's definitely something that's about to, something either already happened or something's about to happen.
Like when you smell dark liquor in a room, just like.
Yeah. And you smell it like off the floor. Like I'm not talking about on people's breath or like pouring drinks or, I'm talking about the whole room has a hint. You're like,
No, we gotta go.
I just want to thank everyone for listening. I appreciate the points that you made, and I hope you can see where I'm coming from, that diners are far superior. And
you were not able to prove, you did not present any evidence to prove that diners are superior. All you did was try to badmouth the Waffle House. You didn't give me anything to all you said was diners have a lot of options and I order food like a child.
So we're gonna hand it over to you, the listener. All right. We appreciate you. We thank you for tuning in.
Thank you for listening to Hold Up. It's always great to get Josh being wrong on wax. Jeez. And I'm Dulce Song.
I'm Josh Johnson. This has been Hold Up.
Hey, make sure you vote correctly. God's watching.
Listen to Hold Up wherever you get your podcast and watch the video version at dailyshow.com/holdup.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching the Daily Show wherever you get your podcasts. Watch the Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.